One of the most glaring problems first responders faced at Ground Zero on September 11th was not being able to communicate. Firefighters talking on radios using a VHF or UHF band could not relay important information to the police, who may have been using radios broadcasting on a different band. 4 years later, Hurricane Katrina highlighted this issue again. Consider this exchange between Chief Willis Carter, Director of Communications for the City of Shreveport, Louisiana, and NPR's Neil Conan.
Fire, police, and EMS were not necessarily in all cases able to talk to each other. That always complicates the situation. Interoperability is a critical issue for communications, especially in public safety.
4 years after 9/11.
We're working very hard to resolve some of those problems. Unfortunately, it just takes some time.
But for some first responders, the time has come.
Effortlessly, they can talk on their own radio they're familiar with and talk to somebody on the other end who's working on a completely different system, familiar with their radio, so you don't have this, which button do I push?
That's Michael O'Connell, Chief Operations Officer for the Anne Arundel County, Maryland Emergency Management, describing his fire department's new interoperability command center, recently on display at a Homeland Security conference in Baltimore. It's a yellow and white command center that sits on a truck chassis, and it looks like a cross between a fire truck and a Winnebago. It has pop-outs and a slew of hoses, wires, and cables snaking in and out of its ports. On the inside, it's loaded with every high-tech communications gadget you can imagine.
Forward here is our rack room, and this would probably make an IT radio guy drool, because on this side is our 17 radios. We have five 800 megahertz radios. We have our satellite uplink downlink. We can record on DVD anything that we see video-wise. And, of course, we have a player, too.
This truck can pick up radios used by various first responders, funnel those signals through the rack room, and then send them into computers. Each signal is turned into digital information. And once it's digital, operators can manipulate all the signals on touchscreen laptops, Chief O'Connell explains.
This is a Dropbox, and this looks like an old-fashioned push-to-talk radio console. And now by pushing this button at the base here, I can simulcast on all three frequencies simultaneously. I can bring another box up and drag these into a dialog box, hit activate, and now they are connected, so I can depart and work on another issue, and these folks could talk.
The command center is one of the first of its kind in the country, and less than 2 months after it came off the production line, it was put to the test when it was sent to Louisiana in the wake of Katrina. The command center coordinated communications between ambulance services, aircraft, hospitals, clinics, and volunteers in the field, and O'Connell estimates that it helped provide medical care to about 7,000 people. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.